This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research and work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those of you who follow our weekly escapade into the conversational world, the News Talk Radio, some people call it political talk radio, know that we get our information. Remember when Casey Kasem used to do the countdown and he gave credit to Billboard Magazine, the top 30 or 40 songs in the various formats that he was doing the count. I think at one time he had four different weekend countdown shows going.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Wasn't it right? Yeah, I think so. So all that came out of one of the trade publications in the music radio world. So we get our information from the trade magazine in the talk world, which is Talkers. You'll find it at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. And so we go through. Rich McFadden is here with Victoria Keelan. And me, Victoria, is a part of the DJB program, which we do Monday through Friday. Also, Richie has been a part of my radio escapade for nigh on to two centuries, I think.
Something like that.
Sometimes it feels that way. Okay, so the top 10 story, sometimes we weave our magic into the conversation about the people, but they're related, the top 10 stories, the top 10 list of people being discussed the week of July 23rd to the 27th. And at number one here, Mr. Cohen, Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal attorney, claims the president knew in advance about the Trump Tower meeting in which the Russians had promised his campaign dirt about Hillary Clinton. However, Cohen's legal team insisted that they didn't leak the revelation, raising the possibility it came from the Trump team to weaken his bargaining hand should he decide to flip. So, is he flipping the Trump-Russia investigation number one this week on the list? I just find I'm offended, frankly, by
You're
all of this.
By
because
what?
I'm offended by all of the crap. This is going to go nowhere. Nothing is going to happen. This is just political chicanery, theater, wasting hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to find out what. And to do what with what we find out. What's going to happen? You're not going to impeach Trump on this stuff because he's not directly connected to it. So Mueller is looking, you know, he's getting paid about $400,000 a year for his trouble. And how many other lawyers? What I saw one time, there were 124 lawyers assigned to this. What do you think that's cost?
Oh, it's millions and millions and millions.
It's craziness.
We've got to investigate possible wrongdoing by our politicians.
But at what point do you stop? When's the conclusion?
To the point where it just gets silly. Now you've got Trump saying that Cohen is a known liar. But he was my lawyer for years.
But he only had two clients, and I was one of them. But come on.
I thought he had three, Victoria.
Well, the third,
if it weren't so sad.
The third was Sean Hannity, but Hannity said he was never actually a client, so he really only had two.
Yeah. Okay. Nice story.
I don't know. It is kind of funny at this point because Trump versus
theater.
Cohen is really
is
amping
this the new
up.
Normal?
And it's, I think it is. And this isn't even about Russia. This is about, you know, which playmates he was paying off to keep them quiet. This isn't even related to Russia. I think they were trying to find stuff that related to Russia through Cohen, but I don't really think they're going to find anything there. We're going to maybe hear a bunch of embarrassing recordings of Trump talking about, you know, which hooker to pay off. But, you know, beyond that, I don't think it's really going to show
Giuliana's
much in the Russian
saying
investigation.
Within those recordings that you can hear Trump saying, pay with a check.
Right.
And somebody else saying, no, pay with cash, and Trump insisting pay with a check.
Right.
So I guess that's so there's a
But then I think it was Giuliani who tried to swing that and saying, see, the president is being honest. He wanted to pay my check.
As a tax deduction. It's a business expense. It was a business meeting. Write it off.
So let me ask you. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have a president who has high moral character? But, you know, you look
we
back...
We had that for 8 years. I guess it's time for a
really?
Change.
When? You think?
Yeah.
Really? You don't think Obama had high moral character when it comes to his family and his marriage?
I think that's what we're talking about.
We're talking about cheating and paying off hookers. Yes. That's not what Obama was about.
Right. But otherwise, we can go through a list of that. You know what? Bush, the old man, is probably the last truly. I mean, even Bush, the second one, the George Bush Jr., the guy was an alcoholic for years, and just so where do you find somebody that where they are truly
wants
I mean,
to be president? That's any that has any
that's really a decent person. Jimmy Carter, terrible president, great human being,
good guy, yeah.
Bill Clinton, not so much.
No, Bill Clinton is not a great guy, but he was a very good president in many ways. I think.
I mean, I think
Reagan the same. I thought Reagan, but you know, I mean, how do you define moral bankruptcy, or how do you find, how do you define whatever it is that you use? It's all very, very subjective. It's not objective at all.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is no matter who you put up there, somebody's going to find them to be a dirtbag, and it's going to become.
You know, Richie, what this reminds me of, I remember many years when I was owning radio stations and managing radio stations, there were always questions from listeners about things that were considered to be dirty on the air. I heard this guy use a dirty word. Like if I said bastard on the air, that would offend some people, and they'd want to report
it.
So, because I want to make a point.
Does anyone even care about that word anymore?
Well, but that's the point.
Harsh.
Back then, maybe, you know, you
watch any of these late night shows, or even some of the dramas on TV, and the words that are used in NCIS or in the Law and Order Victims show, some of the words that you never would have heard on television before, written into the script. And then if you go over down to cable and listen to Conan O'Brien at night versus the three guys that are on standard television, he says and gets away with a lot more because it's cable. It's not regular mainstream television. And
so,
it goes even further when it comes to some of the stuff that's on Netflix. Well, anyway, the point is that we all have different meanings we have different feelings about words, and they're just that, they're words. But I remember we had this debate, we had a public debate in Boston when I was running WEEI about the what constituted offensive, obscenity laden radio, what on the radio constituted something that was offensive. And because there's no community standard anywhere, people could accuse them.
And from the FCC.
The FCC got complaints all the time about Howard Stern.
Right.
But they could never. The only time that CBS ever paid a fine is because the guy running CBS wanted the publicity out of paying $1.3 million in fines. They could go to court. Look at how many times Fox has been in court about obsenity stuff.
But the bottom
line
is there's no clear definition of what obscenity is from the FCC.
No.
So it's all subjective.
Yep. So, and the same is true, I think, of this, to get back around to number one.
Well.
This is nonsense. So, all right.
Well.
That's enough of that.
It's not nonsense, but it's just.
Well, I think so.
We are wasting money.
Right. Okay. And is the number two item, Rosenstein being impeached, is that more theater and nonsense, or does this guy deserve to be impeached? He's the number two guy at the
Department of Justice.
Department of Justice. Thank you, Richie. You saved the day again. 15 past the hour. Calitrin, speaking of saving the day, if you're in need of losing weight, whether it be serious weight, you want to lose 30, 40 pounds, or you want to lose, like me, 10, 12, 13, 14 pounds, you get on the Calitrin program and you'll get where you want to go. You take time, because doing this, in order to be healthy, you need to do this in a healthful way. It's made, Calitrin comes from collagen, which is the natural way to produce protein in your body. It builds up muscle, pushes out the fat. That's the way it works. That's how, when you were younger, you stayed healthier and younger because your body was producing a lot of collagen. As you get older, it doesn't. So you got to supplement. Supplement with the best. Calitrin. Take my word for it. 12 pounds I've lost since April. Very steady. I'm right, and I'm going to maintain that weight, because in the summertime, I love ice cream, so I'll keep taking Calitrin to offset the impact of me eating so much ice cream. So do this. Your body's going to like it. Do yourself a favor. Lose the weight intelligently. Go to toploss.com. Get the discount. Use the code DJV and lose the weight intelligently. Calitrin at toploss.com.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, the same day, thousands of dogs and shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paul Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this was burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders, they're just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America's about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
All right, let's get to this number two item on the countdown. We're reviewing, as we do every week at this time, the talk radio roundup, the review of the hot hits, the stories from Talkers Magazine. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Rosenstein at the Department of Justice, number two guy there. Some want to impeach him. I've never really quite figured out what his act was. And so now Ryan says, we're not doing this. It's more theater. Where are we with this?
So the House Freedom Caucus, the hardliners on the conservative side,
yeah, the right-wingers, yeah,
they want to throw him out. And then Ryan's like, no, we can't, because we've got things we need to do in the House over the next few months, and this will just totally blow up everything we're trying to get done. And then they came back, and so the bottom line is that Ryan agreed that they're trying to get Rod Rosenstein, to give up emails and documents, and he won't. And so they
pertaining
said,
okay, to what?
Pertaining to the Trump investigation.
Nah,
so they're trying to say, if you don't give them up, now we will proceed, but it's going to take a few months because Ryan wants to get some of the work in the House done first.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet? So what do we get at the end of the day? More money being wasted. These guys, there's so much corruption, it's almost impossible.
School. Everybody go to law school, become a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's where you make all the money. Work for the government.
You're never going to, you know what? You're never going to lose your job's automation.
Yes.
What, if you're a lawyer?
Yep, exactly. You never will.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you can say that about being a nurse, too, though, right? Things in the medical profession, to a point.
Yeah, some to a point, yeah.
Lawyers. What's the, what is it, it's not, the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm.
Medical, yeah.
Yeah, who said first kill all the lawyers?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare said that, right, okay. So...
That's why I love that guy.
I think we have one lawyer for every 400 people in America, don't we? It's like obscene in comparison to the rest of the world. In Europe, it's one for every 8,000 or something, but here it's one for every 400 people. And my lawyer, I had the same lawyer for 40-some-odd years. He's busy, he can't keep up. He's just a general practitioner. He can't keep up with the
work. They are geniuses at creating revenue streams. They are so good at it.
Smart at it. Billable hours, don't you love it?
Yep.
I'm going to start billing you by the hour, Reggie. 21 past the hour.
Checks in the mail.
Huh.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. In this week's Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keevan, running through the numbers and the stories, starting at number one and number two, basically the same kind of stuff, investigating the government, investigating the investigators. Let's investigate the investigators who investigate the investigators. Number three is the trade discussion, the European Union. It looks like they have settled the problem, and if I get this correctly, if you think I'm not on the right page, you'll tell me, both of you, that the U.S. and the European Union have agreed to no tariffs on anything, which is what I think ought to be the case. Take the tariffs down and let stuff sell for what it's worth. This especially affects the farmers, foodstuffs, the trade meeting here, and where the consensus is exactly the opposite of what's going on in Asia, especially with the Chinese. But there are, and, you know, you can talk about our tariffs with other countries, but it doesn't mean much unless you're in, you know, doing business with China. And so this week, something that affected me and my, well, I don't get any government subsidies for my farm work, but a lot of my brethren do. Those of you who listen to me with regularity know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so it was of particular interest this week, and I discuss it on, we have a weekly program which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, overviewing the issues of the American family farmer, the food we eat, how it affects us and our families, that sort of thing. And so we talked this week about the president setting aside $12 billion, not in the farm bill, but separately, to help farmers that are being hurt by this trade war with China. And it's the problem is it becomes politicized because the people who don't need it are the ones who get it, whether it's the farm bill or this $12 billion subsidy. Trump just says, okay, we're going to put $12 billion out there to help the farmers that are being hurt. Well, the farmers that are being hurt are the family farmers, not the big conglomerates, the big corporate farms. They find markets because they're international, the likes of Cargill, ADM. What, you think you need to help them? No. You need to help the people who are trying to help you locally eat good, healthy food. And we're all being affected by what's going on in the trade wars because it all is like trickle-down economics. Remember that theory, Victoria, from Ronald Reagan?
I do. I remember it from George, from Ferris Bueller's
Day Off. I learned about it in school, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point is that it all starts at the ground level, pardon the pun. The American family farmer is the one who grows this stuff, some of them bigger than others, but then they're hired by the big conglomerates. They're just contracted out, so the conglomerates are the ones that get the dough, and they never pass it down to the people that are actually doing the work. So it's a real screw job, frankly, for the farmer. As far as the European Union is concerned, they see the handwriting on the wall. They need America. We need them. We figured it out.
Well, now you got to do the same thing with China and Asia.
Exactly.
That's where it really counts.
Yeah. Well, European, they listen.
I mean, great. We're going to get cheaper pasta from Italy, but, you know. Maybe
there's a lot of stuff, Richie. There's a lot of hardware.
Really, the big trade partner is Asia, and that's where all this. And hopefully Trump's quote-unquote art of the deal is working, and he will be able to. And that's all this is. Everybody's like, oh, it's a tariff war. No, it's not. It's a tool to negotiate.
It's his way of doing business.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. And is that reflected in number four, the meeting with Putin? Is he really snowed by Putin? A lot of people say, Putin did a number on him, made him look foolish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think Trump is not. I think he's street smart.
I'm uncomfortable with the way he deals with the whole Russia thing. I need to see him get a little tougher on this.
Mm-hmm. And in what way would he be?
It's not okay to come home and then say, oh, yeah, well, I totally think he's responsible.
As a Trump supporter, I want him to look the guy in the eyes and go, listen, this dog and pony show with the election stuff has to stop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Food for thought on the Talk Radio Review, 28 past the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump says he believes in meetings with anybody, including the president of Iran.
Good for the country, good for them, good for us, and good for the world. No preconditions. If they want to meet, I'll meet.
This after Mr. Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani traded hostile warnings earlier this month. Washington is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran within days, despite objections from the UK, France, China, Russia, and Germany. The President made the comment during a joint news conference with Italy's Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister and I also agree that the brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never. We encourage all nations to pressure Iran to end the full range of its malign activities. The United States welcomes the partnership of Italy in these vital efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fascinating conversation by those in the know. This is the overview of the talkers chart from this week, ending on Friday, July the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here as we look at some of these powerful stories. Number one and number two related to the Trump administration. Number three, the trade rhetoric, if that's what you want to call it. Now, and four has to do with Putin and Trump. Number five, the president focused on Iran, capital letters in his tweet. We're going to get you. It's like two kids in a schoolyard.
I love that.
Blaine, I know you do, Richard.
Oh, God, I hate it.
I don't like it.
It's just, it's so infantile in just
yes.
like the all caps. And
right.
But his ability.
I haven't gotten an all cap thing since the last time I was scolded by my at the time girlfriend.
Sending this. All caps emails. Oh, yeah. That was like his thing.
Don't ever contact me again.
I used to call him and say, "Is your keyboard broken? Can I send you a new keyboard?" Because everything is all caps all the time.
Right.
So, but his ability to control the storyline, the message, is unmatched. Name a time in history when somebody has controlled their message as well as he has. And name a time in politics when when one politician can go around the media like he does, can go around the rest of the government.
That's the problem, Richie. That's the problem, because the news media has been so used to in our lifetime, in modern times,
being able to control the
news media has been able to control the message, control the information, control the pipeline. Now they can't, and so they turn around like children, and they try to Trump on Trump, or bump on Trump, or beat on Trump, or whatever it is. And from my perspective, whether I voted for Trump or didn't like him or not, any objective overview of the news media's treatment of this person has to admit that it is outrageously one-sided, and it is very infantile. It's so obvious.
I was talking to a guy the other day, and they, I forget who was talking about it. You know these middle-of-the-night tweets, the 2, 3 a.m. tweets that Trump sends out, like the all-cap stuff and everything like that?
Yeah.
And you think it's just Trump sitting up in the middle of the night in his office just banging away on his iPhone or whatever it is and just being totally random. It is so well planned and organized. The reason they tweet, he tweets in the middle of the night.
Does he do it, or is this somebody who's doing it? Like I
no,
have somebody
it's him
doing it.
It is.
Well, no, there's a whole staff. This whole thing is really laid out well, but it feeds the news cycle. Mm-hmm. So that by 5 and 6 a.m., all of the morning, look up CNN, I look at ABC News, look at CNN, all of the morning show, and then it feeds the rest of the day's news cycle, so that by the time he controls the message so well, and this is not just some random thing, they absolutely know what they're doing, and they work it to a T. And to the point where they work it for Iran. I want to get this message out. Here it is, and I'm not going to let anybody filter me, but here's how the message is going to flow.
And there it is.
It does. It's brilliant.
Bingo.
It looks like a madman, but underneath there's a platform for it, and it works really well.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, your thought on it?
I don't agree with the method of it.
Number six is a focus on Facebook. Stock dropped 20% this week because, and you can fill in the blank, Victoria, if you'd like.
Well, it dropped it lost $120 billion in market capitalization because they basically said that the expectations of on revenue they missed already this year. They had to say that they're not going to have the projections that they thought they were going to have. Facebook is still not trusted by its users. It's still a mess. It's still all part of the fallout from Cambridge Analytica.
And growth. I mean, they're capping out. How many more people could get on Facebook?
Right.
Really, realistically, how much more can it grow? So at some point, it has to cap out, and everybody has to go, okay, this is where it's going to stay for a while, and this is what it's worth.
The best thing that they have going for them is that they own Instagram. That's going to save their bottom line time and time again. So,
agreed.
Yeah,
that's
the best thing they've got.
Because the Facebook audience will die off.
Well, so will the Instagram audience, and there'll be
now the Instagram audience. Is 30 years younger.
Yeah,
but it's going to die off sooner or later. I think it's going to.
It'll be
not for a long, long time.
Yeah, it'll be a long. Facebook has got 30 years, 20 years left. Instagram has 50-60 years worth of clientele. I mean, teenagers, young teenagers are using Instagram.
My cousins are 10, and they're on Instagram.
My daughter's 11. So,
would Jesus do?
Oh, he would. Definitely
Jesus
use social
would
media.
So love Instagram.
Oh. Jesus would rock Instagram.
Number seven this week.
He would.
The countdown is the trade war with China. We've had that. We talked about it with the European Union. Same basic thing. Number eight, the focus on illegal immigration. I don't see. So this is like going around in a barrel.
So the deadline has come and passed to get all the kids back, and really the remaining 700 kids are the ones that they are worried about because the parents have some kind of criminal background or the signs of abuse from the kids. So that's kind of where it stands right now, is most of the kids that could be reunited with their families have been. but now it's kind of the tricky ones where, okay, your dad is an MS-13 member who killed somebody,
he's not coming back.
Yeah, or the kids have signs of abuse, or so now what do we do with the rest here?
And then there's the other kids who have just been stolen. So then, right. What do you do with them?
Again,
so,
remember, I always tell this story when it comes to this issue. When my wife and I adopted our daughter from South America, we got a real big lesson in how kids were just outright being stolen, babies, for sale, so that somebody could make $20,000 selling a baby.
It's heartbreaking.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So, you know, I know we want to get all these kids back, but do a little due diligence and make sure you're not sending these kids back into a horrible situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So that's number eight. Number nine, this one I smile about because it's so Trump. Back to him and his relationship with the news media, especially CNN. Was it the president's order himself, or did he leave it to Sarah Parker, what's-her-face, Huckabee, or who was it that told the reporter, you can't come na-na-na-na-na to the next press conference? And what was the reason for it, Victoria? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. I've been following this story, and I still, all I know is all the other reporters stand behind this reporter because she was the one. Well, it's not just that simple. I think it's because also when you start limiting access to the press, we live in a free press country. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And why this one person, because they said she asked an inappropriate question. I don't know what the question was, but it's just, it's ridiculous.
It had to do with him and his, I think it had to do with the payoff to the other prostitute.
How is that inappropriate? That's on it. That's everywhere. That's practically common knowledge now. That's like saying, you can't talk about it, but everyone knows about it.
Right.
So I'm looking at this story, Doug, and one interesting thing that pops out at me, it says two White House officials told them that she asked inappropriate questions during Trump's meeting with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. But the two White House officials, Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Bill Shine, is he working at the White House now?
You didn't know that?
Bill Shine from Fox News, who we know?
He took over. He's in charge of all press relations. He's in charge of the... Of the pressure. He's in charge of everything there now. Didn't know that?
I did not know that. That is fantastic.
We used to have his wife, Darla, was on our program for a number of years, and she's a piece of work.
She's a megastar, man.
I found
him. Oh, my God, Doug, I'm the biggest star.
I know, right, yeah.
But she's
so different from him.
She's a jackass because she said a lot of really controversial things that any woman who serves in the military should expect to be harassed sexually.
Yeah, Darla's not afraid.
That's Darla.
Yeah.
That sounds like Darla.
She's a moron, then.
As left-wing as they come, but she is not afraid.
She's not
afraid to chuck a grenade out there.
No, but she is exactly where you are politically, Victoria.
And her husband 100%. Runs Fox News.
And her husband runs Fox News. And
but I don't care
Trump.
If she's where I am politically. She's an idiot. To say anything like that about women is disgusting.
I can agree with you.
She
used to drive Doug.
I don't base my opinions on where someone is politically, if they're aligned with me or not. I base it on, when I judge somebody, it's usually on a moral or ethical level. It has nothing to do with what their politics are. I know you put me in that corner a lot, but that's not true.
I'm not aiming to put you in a corner. It just is. It's politics when it comes to right and left is so predictable, and I don't like predictability. So I like what you do sometimes. You come out with a position on something that's sort of hard, and then you soften it with some practical common sense approach to whatever the issue is. That I appreciate. Darla had no common sense whatsoever,
no
practical side to anything. She'd go off with, as Richie said, some kind of hand grenade, but her husband was entirely the opposite. I got to know him pretty well. I quite like him, actually.
They're both nice people. She's really nice. She's just a little crazy.
Yeah, she's just kooky. Yeah. But he is someone who was a soldier. That's the best way to describe him. He was hired to do something. He did what he was hired to do. And he was smart enough to know when to duck. He believed that Roger Ailes gave him his lot in life, and he did. And part of that had to do with his friendship with Sean from before, and they stayed friends. As a matter of fact, they live in the same neighborhood. Their wives are friends.
Oh, yeah.
They went back and forth to work in the same car.
Yeah, Darla, I mean, it's, and not Sean, like, Hannity's wife are like best friends. And Darla used to give us all the backroom scoop.
Yeah, yeah, all the dirt.
He won't leave the house. He's got people just always walking up to all this stuff.
She's
hysterical.
So, anyway.
Wouldn't it be great to have, like, the Fox and Friends crew all of a sudden become White House employees? The whole Fox channel is all of a sudden working at the White House in the media department.
That might push me to Canada. That might
46 past the hour. Sleeping well at night.
Sorry.
Am I doing a commercial?
No,
you're doing a commercial.
You can be,
all right, thank you very much.
I'll be my next.
I want to just talk a little bit about the value of what they do at MyPillow. Not that you haven't heard this before. Anybody who's had trouble sleeping and hasn't gone to MyPillow.com to order new pillows is silly. Everything is washable and dryable and usable for a long, long time. Get quality and service from an American company. American-made MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. He was expected to be the head of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles at some point in the future, but Englishman Mike Manley is now settling into the role early after the deterioration of the health of Sergio Marchionne. Manley, 54, has been one of Marchionne's close collaborators at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, and in the previous role had responsibilities for product planning and sales activities outside North America. He has been head of the Jeep brand since 2009 and ran truck brand since 2015. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
All right, number 10 this week is a focus on the heat wave here in our country. The heat wave has gripped northern Europe. Greece is on fire. Some of the fires have started as a result of spontaneous combustion. However, there is a suspected arson connection to one of the fires in Greece. But the devastation from the heat wave, things drying out. We've had wild weather here in the Northeast, just the opposite. Richie can tell you firsthand about the floods in Washington and what that's done to his business facility there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and all of our broadcast facilities.
Homeland Security building next door got flooded, and the electricity blew up in it and blew out all of our internet yesterday.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a part of where we are now. Is it global warming? That becomes an old story, but the heat wave is real and a problem around the country and around the world. 10 minutes for the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. and you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now. It's Tech Talk time, and a review of the top five items is in order for the end of the week. The top five items, the stories, if you will. Victoria has been following this. Victoria Keelan, as she usually does, so she's going to bring us from number five to number one in terms of big technology news, starting with a new real estate project for online retailer Overstock. So what's that scoop there, Victoria?
Right. Overstock.com is typically known for selling furniture and jewelry and things like that. So now they're moving into a different area, and this is all thanks to Bitcoin. Overstock.com, anyone who shops on the site may have noticed that from the beginning of the Bitcoin era, you've been able to buy things on Overstock with Bitcoin. It's one of the first and head-scratching kind of retail outlets where they accept cryptocurrency. The reason for that is the CEO, Patrick Byrne, is a cryptocurrency bull on the market. He is super into the cryptos. And so now he's taken Overstock and he's moving into a new area of real estate, and he's relaunching a site called Housery. It's a real estate property management site, but it's more than that. It actually helps people search for a new house if they're in the process of relocating, and then he'll sell you all the furniture to match your new home. So it's kind of a genius move. A lot of people say it's really risky. I think this is something that's probably going to really pay off for Overstock. The stock currently is up over 135%, so, and that's just in the last 12 months. So look to see Overstock probably pushing a lot of ads, more marketing, things like that. But it's kind of a cool idea.
All right, number four, as we work our way toward number one, is kind of the opposite in terms of those who have Spotify stock. I think it's a public company. I'd be looking to sell. If it were me, what about you, Victoria?
Yeah, I don't know. Spotify is under fire from women saying that their ex-boyfriends are using the information that Spotify makes public about their individual listening habits to stalk and intimidate them. This is a new report that came out this week. It started in the user forums, where women were going on the forums and complaining that there's no way that they can block their exes, and that because their habits and everything you do on Spotify is made public, that their exes were using this information and harassing them. And there's really nothing that you can do about it. The default settings on Spotify by design make everything public because they want other people to share what they're listening to and help other new people listen to, discover new music and things like that. So the only thing you can do is, and you have to do it every time you sign on to Spotify, is change your settings to the private session. Unfortunately, no one will be able to know what you're doing, not even your friends, but you will be able to block the harassing exes.
All right, get rid of those damn harassing exes. Number three is a tribute to Yelp, but certainly something that'll be helpful if you use Yelp. Listen up.
The last thing anybody wants, of course, when they book a dinner reservation is to eat at a dirty restaurant. Yelp has been working on this for a while now. They are now providing hygiene scores for restaurants in New York, California, Texas, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. By the end of this year, they'll be covering 750,000 restaurants in large metropolitan areas around the country that will eventually spread down to even your local eateries. And so Yelp basically said they want to make everything more seamless. They started doing this in San Francisco, and now they're just going to keep expanding, so you'll be able to read a full review and see what the hygiene score of all your favorite restaurants are.
Number two on the list is more cryptocurrency news, looks like, Victoria.
Yes, Coinbase, which is the most popular cryptocurrency exchange platform, they have formed their own political action committee, and this caused a lot of waves this week. It's a sign that Coinbase is angling for more sway in Washington, D.C. They want the crypto industry to be taken more seriously, and they have a lot of money behind them, so it'll be interesting to see how this maybe plays out in the midterm elections.
Yeah. And number one, the number of people who are extracting themselves from pay TV.
Yes, this is really bad news this week for any pay TV provider. There was a new report that came out that showed cord cutting, which is when consumers drop cable TV in favor of broadband delivered video. It's accelerating at a much faster rate than expected. It's actually 33 million people have canceled already in 2018. That's higher than the 27 million that was estimated to drop cable. Now the acceleration is happening. The viewership of YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu is going way up, and Amazon is expected to hit 88.7 million viewers this year alone.
And a postscript for Facebook this week. If you own Facebook stock, you've noticed it went down like a rock, off about $41 because of some stuff that they've done that they shouldn't have done. So maybe it's sit tight, see if they fix their problem next week. That's Tech Talk, 59 past the...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.